Readers of all ages filed into the Decatur Public Library's Madden Auditorium Thursday evening. But this wasn't your average book talk. An award-winning author came all the way from the East Coast to talk about his life and writing process.
I remember that feeling of finding that first book that I felt like was written just for me and realizing, oh, it's not that I didn't like to read, it's that I hadn't found the right book yet. I write now to write the kinds of books I would have loved. Epic, exciting, adventurous books. I always say I write books for kids who think they don't like to read.
That's Alex London. He's the author of over 30 books for readers of all ages, and he's sold 2 million copies of his works. Although he's dabbled with several genres, his most popular books are young adult fantasy, packed with mythical creatures and imaginary places. He's always hard at work on his next novel, but he travels across the country to meet with his fans. His most recent stop? The Decatur Public Library.
Well, Alex London is here.
One of DPL's adult services librarians, Katie Etchison, was looking for a queer author to visit the library this month. She found London on a website of authors who speak around the country and said he was the perfect fit.
I always want people to be able to see themselves reflected in the library. I love that he's writing queer characters in middle grade and YA, which is great because kiddos need that representation. So
Etchison hosted a book club for area students to read some of London's works before he visited. Those youth and more attended an afternoon writing workshop and VIP meet and greet with London, and the evening concluded with a public presentation. He got held up by a mechanical issue and flight delays at the airport, but Etchison said arriving a few hours late didn't make a difference.
It has been the last 24 hours have been fraught with difficulty, and he has rolled with every punch. He has been passionate about getting here and being with the kids, and I think that speaks volumes about the kind of person he is.
A seventh grader from Meridian, Chloe Elder, said London's books inspire her to write. She especially likes his Skybound series.
I loved his books. It had everything I like there was a really good romantic story in it, and it also had like a quest about the Ghost Eagle, which was a really big, scary villain bird.
Although London's written about everything from child refugees to battling dragons, he said young adult books are his favorite. But the characters he includes in his YA novels set him apart from other authors, because many of them are LGBTQ+. And although that portion of their identity isn't crucial to the stories they're in, he said having queer representation is crucial for his readers.
I really believe no matter who you are, you don't just have a right, but you have a need to see yourself in all kinds of stories. And no matter who you are, you have a need, not just a right, but a need to see people who are nothing like you in all kinds of stories. And through those stories, hopefully we can all learn to see each other as a little more human.
London's been a published author for about 15 years now, and when looking back on what he's written, he's grateful that so many feel seen through his work. And with book bans popping up across the nation targeting LGBTQ+ content, he said these stories are more important now than ever. He doesn't plan to stop writing anytime soon.
The message I think all of us who work as educators, who work with children, who work as children's books authors are trying to expand that definition of who belongs. We are desperately fighting to say no matter who you are in your community, you belong. There's a place for you in this world.
And with Illinois becoming the first state to ban book bans, London said his visit Thursday to Decatur was extra special.
What a strong message that sends. And I'm thrilled to be in this state the week this happened. It's an exciting time, and I hope other states follow suit and get the message that there's room enough for everyone.
London's visit was sponsored by the Friends of the Decatur Public Library. For more information about future library events, go to decaturlibrary.org/events. For more about Alex London, including what he's currently working on, visit his website, calexanderlondon.com. At the Decatur Public Library, Brandon Condritz, nowdecatur.com.